The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Wexford. We have Jumps Racing to look forward to in Ireland this evening. A seven race card. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, mate. You?
Yeah, good, thank you. Enjoying it at the moment. Some good stuff going on.
Fantastic, isn't it? Yeah, really enjoyed yesterday's racing. Didn't have that many bets, but all the same, it was a day where I think a lot of the horses that we thought were going to be strutting their stuff all showed, you know, top class form. So none of the horses on the show let anyone down, particularly the punters, who obviously had a great day.
Yeah, yes, one or two people will have bulging pockets going into the second day. But we're not going to talk about that. We've got Irish Racing.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about anybody else's bulging pockets, mate.
That's fair enough, yeah.
Not particularly, you know, decent subject to be talking about at 10 o'clock in the morning.
It's not really, is it? Let's look at Wexford then, Andy. A National Hunt card this evening, seven races. What do you make of it? Any bets there? Strong bets tonight?
A couple of strong ones, yeah. One or two that I think have been overpriced. A few races that I can just skim across, really, and not really have too much to do with from a betting perspective, but hopefully we might be able to back a couple of winners on the card.
Okay, good stuff. Let's get stuck into it then. The first race this evening is the 6 o'clock, and we start with the maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles, and a short price favourite this morning, Easter Hunt, is 8-11 at the top of the betting. 11-4 for Discover Wexford, 6-1 for Spring Awakening, a little bit of a nibble on that from sevens, and then it's 18-1 and double figure prices for the rest. So as far as the betting is concerned, and there's probably only three of them to concentrate on, and Easter Hunt very popular at the top of the betting.
Yeah, quite rightly so as well, Mark. He sets a fairly good standard here in what looks a fairly modest race, even by the track standards. Shame he hasn't got his head in front up to now, but not through the lack of trying. Thought he ran probably one of his best races last time out behind a fairly talented horse called El Amir, who travelled really strongly throughout that race. He was sent off favourite, and he looked like justifying his position in the market for a majority of that race until he just got gunned down late on. Probably contributing factor was the ground on that occasion at Roscommon. It says yield in the paper, but it got very, very soft throughout the day there. They had quite a lot of rain on that particular evening. And that probably just played into the hands of the winner rather than Easter Hunt, who prior to that had run really well at Fairy House and Good Ground behind Emperor of Exmoor. And a reproduction of either of those two runs should suffice in this race. If you're looking for one, perhaps from an each-way perspective at a bigger price, Spring Awakening represents a yard that does really well here. Paul Nolan's got a terrific record at one of his local tracks, Wexford. He's had 15 winners in 70-odd runners in the last two or three years. And I thought he shaped quite encouragingly the other day down in Down Royal on his hurdling debut behind the odds-on chance Shamshal, who finally got off the mark. He certainly wasn't knocked about on that occasion in the hands of Shane Shortall. And the fact that he was a 50-1 chance, big things weren't expected of him that evening. So he probably run above expectations and around a track which should suit from a yard. I said it does go well here. He'd be one at a bigger price if you weren't looking to back the favourite, who's going to be, I would say, probably about a 4-5 chance.
OK, on to the second race next, the 6:30, and this is another main hurdle. This one's over 3 miles, and Behemoth heads the betting at 5-2, 11-4 for Barstool Bob, 9-2 for Illusion of Time, 11-2 for Antonenko, 6-1 for Boru Boy. She Be Fine is 6-1, 12-1 for High Council, and 14-1 are bigger prices. The rest, one non-runner here as well, number 9, Mississippi Landing, does not go. This one's fairly open, Andy. What would you like for the 6:30?
Yeah, slightly more a better betting proposition, easy for me to say. The 6:30, the 3 mile maiden hurdle, as you say. A couple that stand out candidate-wise. Barstool Bob would probably be my number one choice. He's a bit of a hit-and-miss character. Horse that has yet to get his head in front so far in 13 attempts under rules, following a point-to-point win back as a four-year-old. But on more than one occasion, he's caught the eye, including last time out at Clonmel and quite a good race won by Mount Gunnery. He went through the race like the best horse that day, but he just didn't quite get home on the yielding ground. But he has run some really good notable races over fences and over hurdles. So I'll probably just about give him another go. He's certainly the strongest traveller in this race, and hopefully his engine will last out this time. Danger looks to be Behemoth, who has been running fairly consistently in recent months and represents, as I said, a yard that does really well here at Paul Nolan. Good ground will suit him, and he had those conditions last time out when he made most of the running to, in the end, finish third behind Never Said That in a very competitive handicap hurdle. And often handicap hurdle form dropped back down into maiden hurdle company can be a very fruitful exercise. He looks the obvious danger, but reluctantly, I give Barstool Bob one more chance.
Okay, Barstool Bob then gets another chance in the 6:30. The 7 o'clock is the third race, and this is a novice hurdle over 2.25 miles. Four of them in the lineup, but as far as form and the betting go, it's priced up as a match. Ben Telemar is 5-6 market leader, even money for Shield, and 18-1 for the other two runners. Aidan O'Brien's going to be focusing mainly on Royal Ascot today, I imagine, Andy, but will Shield give him a reason to look at Wexford this evening, or do you fancy Ben Telemar, or one of the bigger prices ones?
Not a great surprise. I'm not going to be tipping one of the other two, but I do like Ben Telemar here. I'm not a massive fan of Shield. I thought he made heavy weather winning a couple of starts ago at Cork when he should have won a bit more easily, and then he got brushed aside by two horses who, you know, are okay, but they're only summer jumping horses, ostensibly down in Limerick. Whereas I thought Ben Telemar beat a decent field the other day at Killarney. And back in third was a horse called Elamia who bolted up the other day at Roscommon. So I think that form probably is worth a little bit more than what Shield managed to achieve. And in a tactical race, I hope that Brian O'Connell makes plenty of use of Philip Fenton's charge because he does stay really well. So in a race which looks a match on paper, I think all the money and all the confidence is going to be behind my selection, Ben Telemar.
Okay, Ben Telemar then. The selection in the 7 o'clock, we're into handicap company for the 7:30. This is a handicap hurdle over 2.25 miles. And Cloudy Morning comes into the race in winning form and heads the betting at 100-30. 6-1 for Finn Morello, Milan Ridge 13-2, 10-1 for Gates of France, 10-1 also for I Don't Delay, 11-1 for Nice in Aim O'Aim. Apologies if that's the incorrect pronunciation. 11-1 for key account and 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. Who do you like for the 7:30, Andy?
Decent attempt, Mark, of that Gaelic sounding horse, but I'm not going to tip that, just probably because I don't want to say it. Not many positives on show here. Cloudy Morning obviously comes off the back of a win, bit of a fluky one run in many respects, 20-1 shot, not really strongly fancied, but managed to oblige at the 12th time of asking. Whether he can repeat the dose is obviously open to slight debate. Milan Ridge was in the process of running quite a good race down in Ferry House the other day, and a much better race than this when he tipped up four out. I think he could be dangerous, and I think that 13-2 this morning with William Hill, best price in the village, might well come under pressure. However, I'm going to go for one at a double-figure price here, not with a great deal of confidence, but I thought 11-12-1 for Key Account was a fair enough shout. He's run well at this track on two occasions before. His worst actual finish in three runs here was a six, and that was on soft ground. Prior to that, he finished fourth in a 16-runner handicap and second behind Good Decision here last year in July. He was a bit lucky to finish second that day. It's a bit of a red herring because there was a horse that was well clear and fell at the last and subsequently handed it on a plate to Christy Roach's charge. And Key Account would have probably finished third, but it goes in the record books as a second. And another good run round this track, as I say. He's only won once in 25 starts, so he's not one to get too excited about. But his track form, he's liking for good ground, and his reasonable run last time out at Downpatrick is enough for me to tip Key Account each way.
Okay, Key Account each way then. Race 5 on the card is the 8 o'clock, and this is a beginner's chase, so we're over fences for the first time here. It's over 2 miles and 3 furlongs, and Shake the Bucket and the Mooch are the 7-2 joint favourites. 9-2 for Croghill Tuppence, Silver Chief 7-1, 9-1 for BL Swagger and Polly Wally Doodle, 10-1 for Invincible Don and Magnetic Force, and 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. How much does course form come into it here, Andy? Because Wexford is a course that the Mooch seems to like.
It is, yeah. He was a bit lucky when he won here a few starts back. There was a horse that fell at the last and subsequently had to be destroyed, which obviously was a sour taste. But, at least he has run well around here many occasions. And the fact that he comes from the Paul Nolan stable, which I've touched upon in a previous preview, all goes well for his chances. Paul often targets horses such as this to this track. And it just seems to suit him going right-handed. He's tried going left-handed before and to really no effect, but he's a bit of a quirky character. He does wear the hood, so he's not the most straightforward of individuals, and You know, sometimes he can throw in the odd bad run, which he did at Wexford here two starts ago for no apparent reason. So he does come with these quirks. And obviously it's Fenty's first time as well for Paul Nolan's Chargers, like it is with many of these horses in this race. So basically I'm left with going with a horse I think might adapt to the conditions and take well to Fenty's at the first time of asking. And Polly Waller Doodle's a horse that I quite like. I tipped her two starts ago at Killarney at their two-day festival, and I thought we were going to pull off a bit of a punt because she was in the process of winning that race and looked like actually maintaining the gallop because she tried to make all the running. But she just got nutted late on by a horse called Some Hawk, and she was well clear of the rest. I thought that was a really good effort. You can probably discount her run last time out, albeit it was quite a good one, because she made a very, very bad mistake at the one in front of the stands for the first time, and it kind of knocked her back a little bit. But she did actually, you know, still get into the race and was still second when she jumped the second last. She just got tired from that point onwards. So it wasn't a bad run. I mean, that race probably represents, funny enough, the best piece of singular hurdle for coming into this race. They've dispensed with the tongue tie that was on at Listowel that time, and she just races in the hood, which has been a real good acquisition for her in the last few starts. So Ewan Griffin, 7-year-old Polly Waller Doodle, hopefully will take the fences and make a bold fist of it from the front.
Okay, Polly Wally Doodle and the selection in the 8 o'clock. Moving on to the penultimate race, the 8:30, and this is a handicap chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong, and Big Generator is the 5-2 market leader at the time of recording. Any Other, 5-1, Inter, 4-1, Araglen Lad, 5-1, 13-2 for Good Decision, 7-1 for Worldor, 15-2 for On The Way Out, and 10-1 and double figure prices for the rest. So we've got another Paul Nolan runner who likes it at the track in the shape of Big Generator, Andy, and he showed that he's in pretty good nick at the moment as well, winning a Tipperary handicap hurdle a couple of weeks ago, has a lower chase mark to try and exploit. Do you think Big Generator is the one to beat?
He's certainly a major player, isn't he? As you pointed out, he's got a great track record here. He loves the ground. He comes here with a good bit of confidence behind him. I don't know how he managed to win the other day, because he got taken on throughout that contest, and yet he still found more for pressure. So he's clearly in the rudest of health. And if Paul Nolan's had a good night going into this 8:30, confidence is going to be even more sky high for Big Generator to follow up that recent win. He is, however, up against one or two other track specialists in this race, and he might just get taken on for the lead as well. That's the other point to make, because Musawama, a 6-year-old who also blazes a trail from the front, is also in this lineup. So, if you like, the two of them could actually cut each other's throats here. And with that in mind, I'm quite prepared to look elsewhere and go for a horse who's probably not going to get embroiled in the early skirmishes. And the one that stands out here for me is Any Other, who, similar to Big Generator and Good Decision, have both got a very, very good track record here. She's yet to finish out the frame in 5 starts. Her worst run was a 3rd behind Marches Moconi in a flat race, but her career record over hurdles and fences around Wexford is absolutely unbelievable. 3 wins and a 2nd in 4 runs. She loves firm ground. She had a spin the other day at Killarney, which had blown away the cobwebs. I know she got well beat, but that was at Killarney on soft ground, which is completely alien to her. But give her a favourite venue. This time of year, with a sound pace to run at, Any Other's pretty deadly in these kind of races. And at 4-1, she makes probably the best appeal of many of the bets here tonight to Wexford, and she receives the nap vote in the 8:30.
Okay, Any Other, the nap selection at Wexford this evening. Then the final race is the 9 o'clock, race 7 on the card, and we finish with a mare's bumper over 2 miles. And Dame Firth is the 9-4 favourite, 9-2 for Cruising Down River and Queen's Ballerina, 13-2 for Double Infinity, 15-2 for Fjord Cottage, 8-1 for Rain Door, and 16-1 or bigger prices the rest. Who do you like for the lucky last then, Andy?
Yeah, not much to go on here, Mark, to be honest. I thought Dane Forth ran an encouraging race on her racecourse appearance the other day here at this track. She was sent off a 12-1 shot, so big things weren't exactly expected of her. But she did caught the eye doing some good late work in the hands of Paddy Power, not really knocked her out in the latter stages, and I think she'll benefit from that run. So she's an obvious market leader. And the other one I quite like as well is Double Infinity, who ran in a very good race down in Punchestown the other day, won by Willie Mullins, who's totally dominant. And I quite like the way this horse went through the line in the latter stages. Again, not being unduly punished. You know, Punchestown bumpers are very difficult to win. And when you get 25 runners, to finish in the top quarter of that race is a good performance. Jane Mangans have been booked as well. I think that's a very, very interesting jockey booking. Obviously, Connections really like this horse's chances in the last. So, you know, you can skim around with these two. I thought Dane Forth, you know, was a worthy favourite. But if you want one at a much bigger price that you can back each way with a bit of confidence, Double Infinity fits the bill.
OK, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Let's just have a quick summary of your selections, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through them one more time.
Yeah, not a particularly strong betting card tonight, but there are one or two tasty morsels along the way. I do think Easter Hunt sets a good standard in the first, but if you wanted something at much bigger each-way price, Paul Nolan's Spring Awakening fits that bill. Barstool Bob comes with his quirks, but hopefully he might be able to get his head in front in the 6:30. Ben Tellymar looks a good bet to beat Shield in that match in the 7 o'clock. Key account each way, not a particularly strong vote, but he gets a token selection in the 7:30. One of the best bets on the card has to be Polly Wally Doodle in that beginner's chase. 9-1 looks a big price for William Hill this morning. Best bet on the card, Danny Other each way in the 8:30. She's always reliable around her favourite track. A double infinity each way in the last for Jane Mangan. Having run well last time at Punchestown will do for me in the 9 o'clock.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections in Wexford this evening. Enjoy the action and we'll look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.